Jean-Pierre Lacroix, the United Nations Under-Secretary General for Peace Operations, who wrapped up a four-day visit to South Sudan today along with another top UN official, says the fate of the country depends on political decisions made by the country's leaders and the participation of its citizens. Lacroix says while some progress have been made in implementing security arrangements, such as graduating the country's unified forces, the parties need to do more to fully implement the peace deal.
Ultimately, the political process is what will finally determine the future of South Sudan. And if we are to have a successful political process in this country, this will have to be an inclusive one.
Lacroix says political decisions should involve all South Sudanese stakeholders, including youth, women, civil society, and local authorities. He reiterated the UN's continued efforts in supporting South Sudan, but stressed that the ultimate solution lies with the people of the country.
We have recognized a number of positive steps in the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement, but we do also acknowledge that more needs to be done. And this is a message that we have conveyed to our South Sudanese interlocutors. Working towards peace in South Sudan is primarily the responsibility of the people of South Sudan, the leadership in South Sudan.
Lacroix visited South Sudan with E.L. Courtney Rattray, the Secretary Cabinet of the Secretary General of the United Nations. The duo's visit was aimed at acquainting themselves with the situation in the country. The two UN diplomats expressed concern over continued intercommunal violence and the humanitarian situation exacerbated by floods. The officials met various stakeholders in the country, including internally displaced persons and members of South Sudan's cabinet. Rattray calls the humanitarian situation of IDPs heartbreaking, saying many of them did not choose to stay in a situation where they lack basic services like food and shelter. He says while donors are stretched with the other global humanitarian crises, such as the war in Ukraine, the international community still needs to stand by South Sudan.
There is another theater of activity that requires resourcing on a huge scale. And I think that this should be borne in mind. And we certainly remain committed as the UN, and we will continue to engage with our international partners, including the donors, to ensure that they live up to their commitments to maintain the level of funding that is currently being transmitted to this country, because we think it is vitally important that the attention not wander and remain focused on the situation in South Sudan.
Rattray says South Sudan and the United Nations have signed the UN Sustainable Development Cooperation Framework, which covers the period from 2023 to 2025. Much of the implementation of the peace deal remains behind schedule. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.